We've been learning over the past few months in the morning chabur here, Gemara brachos, Hilchos brachos, particularly Birchas Hanani. Across a very interesting discussion found in the Chayadim, we wanted to know whether or not when Bnei Yisrael ate the man in the Midbar, did they recite a Birchas Hanani? Did they say a bracha rishona prior to eating the man? The Gemara says that Moshe Rabbeinu was masaking to bench after completing the man, after eating the man, after being full, one would bench. The Gemara makes no mention of there being a Birchas Hanani. So firstly, was there a bracha rishona said? And if there was, what was the nusach of such a bracha? So the Rama Mipano says that there indeed was a bracha rishona that they said. And the nusach was, Hamoti lechem min hashemayim. It wasn't Hamoti lechem min haaretz because it didn't grow from the ground. It was Hamoti lechem min hashemayim because it came from shemayim. That's the Rama Mipano Paskins. And he said not only that, did they say the bracha in the Midbar, but also Lasulava, when we're going to partake in the Suda of the Leviathan, they're going to take out that Tzinsenas Haman, that piece of man that was hidden with the Aron, like the Torah tells us in this week's Parsha. They're going to take that man, and those who are Zocha are going to enjoy and eat and take a piece of that man, and they're going to say this bracha of Hamotzi Lechem Min Hashemayim. Comes along the Steichem and says they did not say a bracha on the man in the Midbar, because Birchas Hanani is only a bracha midirabanim. They only kept Dine Deraisa at that point, they did not keep Dine Dirabanim. And therefore, there was no bracha said before. And that's according to Moshe Shonim, that in fact, Birchas Hanani is only a bracha midirabanim. Now, the Pnei Yeshua does argue, the Pnei Yeshua in Brachos writes, that Birchas Hanani is in fact a bracha midiraisa. How does he know this? Because the Gemara tells us, how do we know you're supposed to say a bracha prior to eating? Because it's a svara. There's a logic. The svara says that it's asr lehenos b'olam hazeh below bracha. It's asr to benefit from this world without saying a bracha prior to it. And if one does take food without saying a bracha, it's gzela, it's me'ila. So a person needs to say a bracha first. It's a svara. And the Pnei Yeshua says a svara has a koach of a deraisa. How does he know this? Because the Gemara in a few places says, Svarahu lama likra. It's a logic. What's the need for a pasuk? If there's a svara, you don't need a pasuk to tell me. In other words, a svara replaces the need for a pasuk. A svara is the koach of a deraisa. So according to the Pnei Yeshua, Birchas Hanani is in fact a din deraisa, and therefore they would have had to have said a bracha prior to eating the mum. Now the part that Yosef says, despite the fact that some might say it's a bracha deraisa, still there is no need to say the bracha before the man. Why? Because what's the purpose of a Birchas Hanani? As we said before, it's to be a matir, to permit the eating of the bread. All the food in the world is Hashem's. And if we were to eat it, it would be gzela or mi'ila if we don't ask permission. So Birchas Hanani is supposed to be a matir, permit us to eat. So it says the Pardes Yosef, that's different when it comes to the man, because the man Hashem specifically told us, he's giving us the food to eat. He's giving us the man from Shemayim for us to eat. The Rishus already was there. The Matir was already built in. So if we were to go ahead and say a bracha, it would be a bracha levatala. And therefore it says the Pardes Yosef, there was no bracha that was said. However, this too is debatable, because not all Rishonim hold that the nature of Birchas Hanani is in fact a bracha Birchas HaMatir. Some say, including Rashi, that it's actually Birchas Shevach V'Hadah. It's nothing about asking permission, it's about thanking Hashem. And that's based on the following, that the Gemara says, how do you know you're supposed to say bracha? There's a different pasuk, a different source, not because of the svar we mentioned before, but rather there's a kal v'chomer. The person benches when he's full, when he's complete from eating. He's so full, he thanks Hashem. So certainly before he's full, he should already thank Hashem at that point. So Birchas Hanani is based on the kal v'chomer. So says Rashi, since benching is a shevach v'hodah, so the Birchas Hanani is a shevach v'hodah. And even though Hashem already gave us the mati, he already gave us the permission to eat the food, still we have to thank Hashem prior to eating. That's the understanding of others as well. So it's all very debatable which bracha, if there's a bracha, if it depends on their eyes versus their bottom, if it's a matir or the birch shevach of hodah. Now, Ben Yisaschar said he had a conversation once with one of his machatanim. He was singing a chabur of a number of rabbeim and kubalim, and they were discussing this very topic, whether one says a birchas hanenin prior to eating the man. So the Ben Yisaschar says that he writes that he remembers the Rama Mipano says one does say a bracha. And then one of the members of the Chabura said that it appears to me that there was no Birchas Hanani said. It wasn't necessary to be said when it came to the man. Why not? What's the idea of a bracha? What's the idea of a Birchas Hanani? It's in order to separate the good and the bad, the good from the waste. Every food has some good elements, and there's always that which goes to waste. So you need to say a bracha to elevate the good and bring it to a higher level. When it came to the man, the pasuk says lechem adbirim. It says the gemara lechem evarim, that the man was absorbed in the limbs. There was no waste. There was nothing bad about the man. It was kul tov. There was no elevation necessary. So therefore, he says, it appears to me that there was no need for bracha. There's no need to elevate. The man already was elevated. That's what the Bnei Yisachar says. I like that shot very much. He thinks that's ednes. But then the Bnei Yisachar suggests, he says he has no proof for this, but he thinks that might only be when they ate the man during the week. But when it comes to eating on Shabbos, since the Shabbos, even though the man was already kadosh, there's an idea of vayikadesh oso, that the day of Shabbos was sanctified. It was sanctified with an additional bracha. So that means even though the man already was kadosh, we have the ability to give a bracha and elevate it to even to a higher status. So he suggests that maybe on Shabbos, maybe then they did say bracha. Not during the week, but on Shabbos they did. Have a wonderful Shabbos.